Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
I don't live my life, my spiritual life, on the internet. Yeah. Some of you, I'm sure for some days you've not prayed because your internet prophet has not been able to come. So now you have turned into test. Now they have, no people pray with WhatsApp message. Receive it, shut up, shut up. How can you type your time, your thoughts? And then somebody gave me a snapshot. She was in the meeting, though, but she just sent it to me. Pastor Prince laughs more. Kata, 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 ka. Ba, kata, kata. Pay ya, pay ya, pay ya. I said, how possible? As long as the Bible did not record any tongues of Paul, any tongues of Peter, any tongues of Thomas in the Bible, it is error to type tongues. You know tongues. Beko topaka. Then you spell it. So as you are spelling, you start it again. Be, 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 e. What is that? You know, these things only Pastor Prince can say. You can get angry, I'll just say. It's nonsense. You can't write it. You think John the Revelator didn't speak in tongues? Somebody who is being fried in hot oil, he didn't speak in tongues. Did you see it in the Bible? You think Paul did not speak in tongues? Paul said, I speak in tongues than all of you. And these are things we joke with it. Oh, Pastor, it's nothing. It's something. That is why you are speaking in tongues and there's no power. Because you don't know how to use tongues. You are typing tongues. Shaka pa tokota. How did you do that? Correct your spiritual life early before you are overtaken. Before you are overtaken. One day I was talking to a friend and he sent me a video. Okay, I'll preach, don't worry. The first service too, they had a very nice time with me. And he sent me a video and said, have you seen this man? A man was ministering to a certain man. They said, have you seen the man they are ministering to? He was my member. And I said, hey. And this guy, okay, I won't go into it. It's a long story. I don't know how to paraphrase it because it's when you hear the whole story. And I'm like, so that is what he does for a living. He said, yes. So he came to his church and wanted to give him information that he works with the other boys. And then he gives you his information. He will not come to church for a long time. When you are doing a program, you can give his information to your guests. And then whilst he's prophesying, he'll be shouting, hey! Hey! And I said, call him. He said, no, I've washed my hands off him. I said, no, you can't. Call him and help him for the last time. Listen to me. If you follow the Lord, yourself, you will know where to go and where not to go. But many of us, our lives is lived on the internet. And I pray. Look at that. You have monies in your bank right now. You can't move it. I've tried several times. I can't just move it. But if this cash was in a safe in your room, you could easily just pick it. That is how it is with your spiritual life. Some of you are suffocating because you don't feel like you've prayed. I pray that the thing goes like 1 year. 1 year. Yes. Pastor, business, so business must go on. But I want you to get to know the Lord more. And your life will never be the same again. But if you live your life on the internet, a cable and a sea can arrest your spiritual life. I've not been bothered. I mean, yesterday, the projection thing, the social media people say, oh, they change it to Tigo, it's still not coming. I typed, that's fine. And then I called somebody to find out they had a small accident. I called and I off the phone and I slept. I mean, the internet must not control our spiritual life. Amen. 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 You are not saying amen. You are a suspect. Amen. Yeah, amen. One day I was talking to one of them that runs an online, and I told him, in the midst of your ministration, tell them what they should do with their relationship with Jesus. Because the online does not change lives. It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't. It can lead you to learn. It can lead you to search for God more. Then he said something, and I said, you should do it severally anytime you are ministering. Tell them that their relationship with Jesus is the reason why this online is there. That after that, you will now begin to walk with God well. So be careful. I don't know why it's not part of my note. I'm going to preach on the weapons of soul winning. This is not part of my note. But I am doing an unintentional thing. Like what Reverend Istu said. You have to be unintentional sometimes. Yeah. Whatever the Lord is telling you, you must do it. Don't be afraid. So that's what I'm saying. And by now, some of you, your prophecies have hanged. Maybe your prophecy is in deep sea now. God, don't let me live my life like that. So God cannot talk to you till after 6 weeks that the National Communication Authority has connected. Then all your backlog. No. We are in connection. That line does not cut. The spirit line does not cut. Anytime you build up your spirit and you connect with God, your life will never be the same again. Build a strong spiritual life, please. The last time I was praying in the morning, Wednesday morning, and I was just crying. I didn't know why. In the house, I was just praying and crying. And the Lord said, do you know why you are crying? I said, I don't know. I was not shouting, but I was crying. He said, Christians are not following God. We are like, we don't know where we are going. And many are giving up on issues that they should not. It's like God doesn't have answers. He said, because they have forgotten about me. They are not following me. They are not. One time in the church, we were doing ministration, and one prophet told one guy to come and see him and bring him 5,000 CDs and 2 oranges. So I didn't even hear. So those of you, when they are ministering to you and they are saying things in your ears, it is to your own benefit that if the thing is going to demand you to step outside the boundaries of the church, you should let your pastor know what the prophet told you. So the prophet told him, when he got home, he called me. He said, Papa, this is what the prophet told me. He said, I should bring 5,000 and 2 oranges. And I said, what did you tell him? He said, I'm going to call him to tell him that I also have a papa. And if God wants me to bring that money, I will send it to my papa for him to pray for me. And I said, tell him. When he told him, and he called me, I said, when you told him, what did you say? What did he say? He said, you were a wise son. Yes. So be careful, because if there are a few people spoiling the ministry, maybe because we are not live, I'm able to say what I want to say. That's why miracle hour have stopped coming live. Because when I don't come live, don't you like it better? You know, when I'm on live, I'm watching whether Dr. Otobe is watching, whether Pastor Kuchin is watching, whether Reverend Dixon is watching. You'll be confused. And the people be worrying me because
the internet will freeze and they don't know. And I have to watch and say, have you checked the internet? But if I'm not online, I'm free. And you are able to talk because the errors are becoming too much. That is why people are dying. There is no explanation for the kind of death. It's too much because the church has become boundaryless. 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 I took Francis to, somebody was celebrating their birthday. Big one. You know, they are very powerful. I took him, they invited me, I didn't know. Omo bones, I say. Yes. Ask him, am I lying? Make sure you don't tell anyone. Drunk. On high substances. Omo LM, prophets and singers in the country. Ask him. But if you go ask him, he won't tell you. Because this one, his life is online. His wife crying. But I took him there. There were soldiers, policemen at the entrance of the mansion. And I said, let's go. So we got to some point, he had to start, and I entered the caucus. Even where he was, he saw them. Musicians, gospel musicians, not bad, they put disco lights in the room, in the whole apartment, the big hall, and they are playing music. So when the prophet came to sit in front of me, he said, oh, my brother, thank you for coming. And I said in my head, which brother? Thank you for coming. And I said, okay. So, oh, eat. I said, me. Even my church members' house, when I go, I don't drink water. What about here? Sat down. They were lame. I said, I can't stay here for long. Then I got up. He can prophesy. Sharp. Not only him. They were different of them. All of them are sharp shooters. I was shocked. Some of the people I saw. But I can't say them. And I said, Prof, I have to leave. I said, oh, you didn't keep long. You didn't drink anything. And I said, oh, I'm fine. I'm coming for an all night. He said, okay. I'm so grateful you came. I said, oh, I'm happy I can see you. And I walked out. They were all watching me because it's a wrong meet. They were all. Francis, am I lying? He was even shocked. I'm sure if he was not a strong Christian then, he would have said, ah, this life that I left. I was sad. This happened like 8 years ago. Yes. I was sad. Hear the voice of the Spirit. Give the Lord a clap of it. You must be careful. Even me as a pastor, I was telling my wife yesterday that the way the ministry has become, if you don't hold your heart, you enter into competition. You'll be saying things that are not true. You'll be saying things. The most powerful choir in the whole world is Roses of Sharon. Who told you? The most powerful program. We hold the most powerful program, Flaming Altars, in the whole of Sakumono. If even you have the most powerful, you don't say, like, for what? What do you want? What are we looking for? So this pastor, you can't give me pressure. I hold I've held my heart like this. Nothing. I won't go for a loan to complete the building. So that people say, actually, they built in 1 year. We will be in the heat. Every step, we will continue. The children's service block, the electrical guys have cut. They put their pipes there. AC people have taken their marks. Plumbers have gone to do their pipes. Gradually, 10,000, 20,000, 15,000. We will get there. But I will not come under pressure. Me. To go and take a loan. Whilst you are chilling in your house, then my heart beeping. No. Fred, you can't give me pressure. We all came to serve God and not to lose our lives. Are you here? Live your life without pressure. Don't impress anyone. Be honest. When I call you, there are some of you, I call you for money. Whether you give me, you don't give me. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Because if it's my food, if it's because of a shoe, I called you for myself, then I'll be ashamed. But I'll call you. I went to Calvary. I'm preaching on, this is wisdom I'm giving to you. Yes. Went to Calvary for, Reverend Eastwood was there because I love him. And he's at my father's end. And I have to honor my father. That is why I was there. So I called Ima and Sammy that they should lead the prayers here. The prayers was going on here, but as a son, you have to go and sit there for your father to see that, oh, his sons have come around. So I went to sit there. The first day, there was seed sowing. I took the envelope. When I was going, when I entered the auditorium, God said, today you sow a seed you never sowed. Initially, I wanted some few people in the church to pay for it. Then I sent them the message. Early morning, I sent them a message that no, God said I should pay it myself. And I paid. Thursday, Reverend Eastwood asked again. Then I said, this one, I'll take it for the church. So I even told another young prophet, on the note now, pastor, say, go and take one for your church. Why did I say that? I'm telling you that when it comes to serving God, take it very personally and shut your ears to what people will say. Take it, your life runs on this for life. Some of you people can walk on this. Hey, you are serving God power in this church. Hey, you spend your time here. Sometimes with boldness, you can just do like this to them. Shut up and walk away. Because some people's words can kill you. Words kill people. Before you fight, the words have killed you already. Words can kill you before your time. There are wives who are not happy at all because of a word the husband said maybe 7 years ago. Then if some love be was in her to do, it just goes off. You must avoid church members who don't talk well about the work of God. Avoid them. Avoid them. Because some of you, had it not been for God, you will not be where you are. Yes. Had it not been for God, you will not be where you are. One day a pastor asked me, so you put all the offering into the building. I said, well, I should come and put it into your pocket. Where I'm coming from? Where I'm coming from? They born you and take you to a stool room. If they say even, they show you a stool room, you don't even want to touch the door. Stool room, no light. They put me there. I know where I'm coming from. I know what I want to see. I know what I know about God that you don't know. Some of you are here, but you easily forget where you come from. And when you do that, you lose your defenses. Then certain winds begin to blow in your life. You will never find a cause. Even you consult pastor. Pastor will tell you, let's pray. That's how I pray in my office. Father, I commit your daughter into your hands. Help her. It's not how I pray in the office. Help her. All of you have come to my office. Charles, it's not how I pray. Commit your son. I don't know, Paul. He gave you your destiny. I was not there when he gave you. I don't know what he's doing with your life. How do I stand? That's why I love what Reverend Isud was preaching. Sometimes some men of God preach like they are God. They have not seen anything yet. They should wait. And Reverend Isud was crying on the pulpit. Because he said, is that how I sound? I won't pray for you like I'm your savior. I say, Lord, as I pray for your daughter, help her. And you know what is in the help of God? You don't know. Then sometimes when I finish, say, is that all? They are waiting to give consultation fee. Just go. Just go. when it is needed, we will take your money to do what we are supposed to do. Sometimes not. Sometimes when I send a message to them first and I said no, God says, they say, oh. So when I went on Thursday and they said, another 10th, and I sent it, they say, oh, God heard our prayer. For some of you, we can't send you such messages. Takukwa, we have some 7,000 to pay. How much can you take? Oh, you won't come to church for 7 days. 7 weeks. Oh, pastor. No. And it will amaze you that what I'm sharing has delivered somebody. When you are reading the Bible, do you read your Bible? Sometimes Paul will just take a message. He won't quote any scripture. He said, the guy who slept with his father's girlfriend, it was a sin. And I'm like, up to now, I'm waiting to go to heaven and ask Paul, how do you use such as an example? The guy who slept with his father's concubine. So what the father was doing was not actually rebuked, but what the guy went to do. I don't understand, because all sin is sin. But maybe there's a deeper wisdom there I will discover later. I won't stand anywhere and say, Paul's words are not Jesus' words. No. And these are the people you people like following. Yes. Paul's words are not Jesus' words. Have you seen the third heavens before? You know what Paul went through? Have you been stoned to near death before? They throw you over a city. What is pastor saying today? Go to your notes. I don't know. Maybe God is saving you. Friday, I was ministering to someone and I picked something about the friend. And do you know what the Lord said? And I said it. I said, the person's words against an anointed man is fighting her. Little comment. Maybe I say, like the life work I'm going to share, people should take. Say, hey, Lucy, we're so sorry. Keep your money. Oh, keep your money. Ah. Are you in my life? Are you in my life? One day, one of us, he lost 100,000 in a day. He didn't know how they took the money. Physical cash in his car. 100,000. The guy was going mad. He called me. I said, pastor is not a banker. Pastor is not a security. Pastor, they have stolen my money in my car. I said, how do I respond to this? And you know what I did? I said, Lord, the Lord will help you. I don't know how. I don't know what to say, but the Lord will help you. He said, thank you, pastor. He's still in the church. He was in church this morning. Did the church give him money? No. Did pastor give him money? No. Did he learn a lesson? Yes. Did he handle it maturely? Yes. For some of you, it would have been a different story. I said, if you are serving God, serve God personally, because your lifeline is in your service to God. Give the Lord a mighty clap. Yeah. Serve God. Serve God. I've had many encounters that made me know that my service to God is valuable. Yeah. One day, my last born was locked up in our car. Yes. That was 2 years ago or something. I don't know what happened that day, but it's like they went out and came. I think school. They picked them from school. And I don't know what happened. LP forgot or what. I don't know. There's a way they all leave the car. But that day, I don't actually know what happened. I'm talking about last year something. How did these things happen? It's God. You can't explain. So they left him in the car and they all left. And the car was locked. So he was calling them, nobody, like the mommy is gone to sleep for over 2-3 hours. He was in the car. Afternoon, at what time? And she was sleeping. And then somebody was knocking the door. He opens it and this Okechi standing there, sweating with a feeble voice, weak. That was when she realized that the boy was left in the car alone. And they asked him, how did you come out? He couldn't even talk. He was shaking. The boy, weak, near death. He said, I was there. I was calling everyone. You see, he has cried. Then he said, uncle came into the car. Which uncle? Which uncle? Jesus came into the car and told him to move from the back and go on the driver's seat and open the door. That was how. Money cannot do this. No. You can't explain. Many, I can't count them. This same boy, they were playing in the hall and they kicked the ball on the frame of the of a picture and glass. So when you see him, you see that there's a mark. He has a mark here. The thing hit on the vein. Pah, and the blood was coming out. He's not in there. I was sleeping. And LB shouted my name. You think we don't go through things? Chill. No problem. But we're always smiling. You see, you are shocked. Some of you are tearing. You are shocked. But we are always happy. The pastor has no problem. Pastor D.O. That's the deep problem. It was God. It was God. Many. The second one. We had a very powerful. I don't know why I'm preaching like this. I'm somewhere. I know I'm talking to somebody. So that your commitment to God will come up. Forget about the sermon. I can preach it any day. This is the message for you. You're studying on the dining table. That's why I stopped buying glass dining table. But it was very thick. You know I won't buy anything cheap. Very thick. How a 4-year-old child is learning with his shoulders on the table for the table to break into two and cut him like this. We suffer many things for you, but we don't say them. It's our joy to carry your attacks. Many things. I wasn't at home. My wife put him in the chair, in the car, with cloth on the neck, pressing on it, and driving with one hand. That was when I was praying. I was on assignment praying with somebody's business. After an all-night year, I went to pray with someone. So I was there when the call came. I rushed to Dampo. My son, like, Mujibia when the movie album said, my son. And they stitched it. What are you going through? And in all this, I do all night here. After miracle hour, Friday, you were here. I stood, I did worship and I preached because none of them were available. I did worship and I was doing ministration. I stayed for all night. We were going to do the prayer mountain internet. I did naming ceremony. I stayed and I taught the Caris Bible class. I left here one. Pastor doesn't have a problem. I've just told you a little. A little. What are you going through? That you cannot commit to God. How big is your problem? 1,000 cities. You a joke. You know what people are going through. When his wife was delivering, I was there. The whole day, I'll be there. Your wife, when she started bleeding suddenly. Suddenly, he was confused. They were all running. Doctors were running. Nurses, got, the bleeding was serious. But that week, 50 days of prayer, we were praying here. And you know the people who were praying here? Amongst all the church members, that day we were praying here, that weekday. Myself, my wife, my three sons, and later on, Tilly and Silvanos came. Because you are all home. But that day, we were praying for pregnant women like something has held us. 30 minutes. I just felt that. Let's pray for all pregnant women who are close to delivery in the church. We're praying here. Obiamba. It's good we are not on the internet. Make a come out and trim. We pray. We prayed. I didn't know. Because it was complex. And it was this same lady that the prophecy came on her. That wherever she was doing antenatal, she should change it. And the prophecy was accurate. See, the best place to receive prophecy is when you are in your own church. And pastor brings the people. But not when they are outside. And where she was going for the antenatal, it's a very big place. Not knowing that weekend, we didn't know. Nobody had an idea. Even she didn't know. That there had been a meeting, and the medical director says that all pregnant women at this particular stage with this particular condition should be moved to a certain hospital. And she was in that category because their system can't handle them. So when they came to tell me, I told them they should go to a particular hospital. And that was the same hospital the medical director said they should go. Did I tell you the Lord told me? No. We were just talking. And I said, why don't you go here? The prophet was not there, but the Lord spoke to him. I want to call all of you to a place of recommitting to the Lord, number one, and the things of God, number two. Because your blessing is not in your struggles. Your blessing is in your spirit. Your blessing is not in your struggles. Your blessing is in your spirit. And when that spirit is empowered, that blessing begins to manifest in your life. May the Lord add his blessing to the preaching of his word. Amen. So I couldn't preach what I had. But I have spoken words that have saved thousands. Yeah. I have spoken words. I pray that your life will not be ridden by what people say. Even when I stood to give, when we close, one man of God just walked to me, young pastor. Apostle, you get money, oh. You get money. We wait with the sofa. You know, go give us. You come, then you dey give, you dey give. You come, you dey give, you dey give. And I looked at him. And I said, people who give don't have too much. People who give are under conviction to give. So when you see people coming to church, smiling, and all that. Some of you are sitting here, you are not well. There's sickness in your body. You are not well. But you should not let anything separate you from the love of God. Yeah. You should not let anything, anybody, separate you from the love of God. Because one day, I love the testimony of Auntie Stella. I didn't know we were doing such great work until I heard the words from her husband. When he came today again, and he said, Pastor, all of us have concluded that it is the will of my wife that you and your church bury her. He said, the way the woman spoke well of us. I didn't know. I thought I was preaching hard messages and I am not a swagalistic preacher, but not knowing, we're having impact. He said, my wife does not talk. My wife is quiet. My wife doesn't go to church always because she's very, but when she came to this church once, Pastor, my ears have not been free. And I said, ah, then we are doing something great. But you don't know. Then I'm preaching something great, but you don't like. But I will keep preaching. I'll preach. I'm now upgrading, you know. Like, you know, everything we upgrade from iPhone 2, we went to iPhone 3. So get ready. I want you to come out well. And I pray that the blessing of the Lord will rest on your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to lift your right hand. I couldn't preach you the weapons of soul winning. Let's see, Tuesday we will teach it. Because you need to know. I want you to pray one prayer. That Lord, I repent of the things I have done, of the things I have said against the church of Christ, against this church, against my pastor, against any man of God. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. It's a deliverance for someone. Kabala Dabahas, Mrando Kizavahatas, Merakata Babarakatodayas, Belegezega Devagadabayas, Malade Vegetevalabas, Yabalaga Vahata Kazadeas, Mendegevede Mekabala Dias, Shada Baba, Zimalagatele Mekadala Babayas, Zabagadaba. Any word you have said against any church, ask the Lord. Any church, ask the Lord to forgive you. Just pray the Lord, forgive me. Just forgive me. Kaladaba hakashadaba. Yela baba baba da 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 da. Any word I've said against any pastor and my pastor. Kabala baba baba baba. Shadala baba yada. Pray that the Lord will forgive. Yela baba baba. Shandala baka baya sai. Zedele gevela gadaba yas. Listen, one time on a pastor's page, a pastor put a story about another pastor. The whole nation was bashing the pastor. And they know I have a strong interest in church. That's one of my ministries, church work ministry. I said, Apostle, what do you think? Make a comment. When they ask, they call my name, Apostle Prince, what do you think? I exited the page. Then Anshita called me back door. I said, until that topic is removed, don't add me to it. I love my life. Are you here? Why will Paul talk about the boy who slept with the father's girlfriend and didn't talk about? And he said they should excommunicate that boy. They should sack that boy from the church. He didn't say that they should sack the man and the girl from the church. I don't understand. There are things that are higher than you. Protect yourself. Serve God. You can see some pastors, they are just messing up. They are chilling. Leave them. Leave them. God that employed them knows how to handle them. Leave them. Don't go on the internet, Facebook, and you are bashing. Leave them. Just leave them. There are some you think they are not correct, but only God knows their heart. I don't want to use names, but be careful how you mock at some of them who don't know how to speak good English. The fact that the pastor speaks good English doesn't mean that he's genuine. But this generation, if the pastor says, I've read masters in political science, I've read masters in oil and gas, and he's speaking very good English, that means the person is genuine. You are a joke. God sent me to, I'm sure what God sent me to do, I was going to do another thing. That's why he made me talk like this. I have 8 more sermons on soul winning. They are here. Those of you who are watching me, I was just flipping the news. I was trying to say, which one should I give to you? So as for sermon, it's here. Not that pastor did not prepare. No, it's here. I pray that this service will bring deliverance to someone. And sometimes when there is impending danger, God brings a word like this. When there is impending danger in front of someone, God brings a way of escape. And that way of escape is that repentance that you and I must have. Yes. One time we did a video for the organization, ICGC. I think it was the Greater Works or so. The first video that ever came out. We did it, but we didn't continue for some reasons. When did it then? Some of the pastors said, so you use the church money to do? Why don't you allow the big churches rather to do? I'm like, why are people always worried when people are doing things for the Lord? But Shatawale will do a stadium program. They are okay for people to go. Cardi B comes to Ghana. They are okay for people to spend data to watch them. I choose to serve the Lord with my life and all that I have. If you don't understand, go and bend the sea. That should be your motto for life. I serve God and I serve Him. And don't let anybody take your mind. Some husbands even sneak before they can give to God, because when their wives hear it, it will be a problem. May we go to heaven well. And when we get to heaven, look, this vision I saw, but I won't tell the person. The person is in the church, but I won't tell the person, because I prayed for the person. Okay, I prayed for the person. I don't think I told you, because it was personal between me and my God. Their personal things don't come to her. So I saw this person, Udia Sida. Then the person, I won't use any pronoun for you to see whether it's a he or she. The person will put in worms. So whilst the person puts in more seeds, then the person puts in worms. At the same time, without the person's knowledge. So the seeds that have been planted are eaten by the worms. And I'm like, God, what do I do? Should I tell the person? He said, when you tell the person will think that you are jealous. I said, okay, let me go. I prayed for the person for 1 hour. Yeah. Your pastor is spiritual. I'm not like a normal pastor. I even say that I am not a pastor. I'm not a typical pastor. I am a man of God. So when I see things, I don't need to tell you that I've seen. If you want to see those things, come on Fridays. Then you see ministration. But a lot of things are prayed for. And I pray that God in His own wisdom will help you and I serve Him well with all our hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You are not clapping. I told you, when I went to Rema Temple to preach, suddenly it happened to them. I had a message on tithing. When I started Kakra, was it on the Sunday morning, Francis? And I spoke about Auntie Jeanette. was just preaching, and then I stopped. I didn't know what happened. Nowadays, that is what has come on me. I don't know where my spirit, I don't know. But when I'm preaching, I just go off. I just started talking about Auntie Janet. Ah, the conviction that hit the church. The pastor sent me a message and he said, "Sofu, sir, do you know that the message you came to preach, they didn't remember anything apart from the example you gave about that Auntie Janet?" And I said, "Yes." That is why Paul, in Romans chapter 16, give us Romans chapter 16 in soft verses, he was mentioning people's names. When I was preaching, dude, the people were, their eyes were tearing. And I said, when I finish the children's service block, it will be named after her. With your permission or without your permission, I'll put the name on that floor. It will be for her. In that church, I went into details with my relationship with her. That is sometimes beyond the knowledge of her parents. But here I cannot give because she's part of us and the children are still here. So it's a coded language between myself and her. But I pray that God will be with you and you will grow in him and become a strong tower in his kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. He said, I commend to you. No, if I start this, I won't close. So just take it off. When you go and read Romans chapter 16, give the Lord a clap offering somewhere.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Charis Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Charis Temple or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Charis. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you and God richly bless you.